T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Like we said, October 16th, we have to open.
Yeah, now that the day's here, though, let's be careful about what we say we're doing, because this is illegal.
So, are you down to do it still?
Yeah, but I'm a wild boy.
I am, too.
What the hell is a wild boy?
Are we doing it? Am I opening
Always
it or you
been
open?
One.
You open it or I'm opening it?
You are. Ron the Show Hughley is doing it.
I open, you pull it out.
I told you, it's a book.
I don't ever pull it. Or, I mean, I'm opening it, you pull it out. Excuse me.
All right. Let me stick my hand in there. What is it? Is it
Powerball by a guy's name I won't mention? Slide it back in here.
Let's I was really there. Hoping it back. Was yeah. Ian O'Connor's let's book, if, Belichick.
Let's see if we can slide it back in here. They'll never know.
We are like in trouble.
I was going to read
Fantastic
that.
Fantastic book. We probably are in trouble. It looks that. Like a good book. You were right. It's a book. You know what time it is. Not for us to go to jail.
Show good morning. Last night, Aaron Rodgers became the first player in NFL history to post back-to-back games with 400 passing yards and not a single interception.
Here they come. Rodgers looking. Throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Yes!
Devontae Adams! Left corner of the end zone from Aaron Rodgers! 16-yard touchdown pass. They beat Greg Maben. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but this was an important game for us. I'd never like to use the term must win, but it was an important one.
That's Aaron Rodgers of the Packers Radio Network. If you watched it, the real interesting part, this is what we were talking about in our meeting this morning, the real interesting part was down the stretch of the game, like, it's not like no one didn't know this, but, like, he officially was like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning in the point of he is telling the coach what to do. If you notice down the stretch, every time, and it seemed like it was this was a point where the head coach should make this decision, like, Aaron just kept putting his finger up to him. Hey, man, hey, hold up. One more play.
Give me one more.
Yeah, one more play. No, it wasn't give me one more. It was, hey, Mike, Mickey, we got one more play.
Max,
sit down. It was 6 seconds left. They were in clear field goal range. And generally, snap, kick, you can get 6 seconds off with that. Like, you don't want to take a chance of a sack or miss a fumble or miss snap. Like, you don't want to. But they
ran two extra plays. They didn't need to.
They didn't need to, and they won. And then the question you hit to me was, how long before Pat gets to do that? How long before Pat can signal himself to the bench and tell the coach what to do? Because Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers does it. Brady doesn't. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, does it. Like, how long, you asked, and I said, never. As long as Andy Reid's on the sideline. When Andy Reid leaves, then maybe down the line, if he is becoming Aaron Rodgers or the guy he looks like he can be, then maybe. Because Drew Brees doesn't either. Then maybe he could put his fingers. The reason why Aaron Rodgers and Manning can do it is because those guys were keeping Tony Dungy, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Mike McCarthy. They were keeping those guys hired. As long as Andy Reid's here, and I don't care how successful Pat is, Pat can win 3 Super Bowls in a row. Pat won't theoretically be keeping Andy Reid hired. Okay? So Andy Reid, as long as Andy Reid's on the sideline, that's his offense. And that's it. He obviously doesn't give a rip about the defense, but that's his offense. Patrick Mahomes, as long as Andy Reid is a coach, will never get to a point where he's telling Andy what to do at the end of the game.
Well, then Andy better retire the moment he and Patrick Mahomes hoist a Lombardi trophy.
Oh, come on.
When they win a Super Bowl, there's a new captain now when he wears number 15.
No, it's not.
He'll be the general if he wins a Super Bowl. I disagree with your point about Brady and Breeze. I think both of them don't even put the finger up to tell the coach, I'm running one more. Breeze and Peyton, I think, are on the same wavelength. Brady is in charge of the offense. He's not checking with Josh McDaniel to get the
okay. No, he's checking with Bill Belichick.
No, he's not.
You're crazy as hell. It's a conversation between him and Belichick and Brady.
Do you remember Brady did the Marino, the fake spike, let me throw it in the end zone. He doesn't run those things by Bill Belichick. Brady is the offense.
If there's 11, 12 seconds left and you need a field goal to win, Brady's just not holding his finger up to Belichick.
He just walks up to the line and gets it done.
He's not doing that.
You call a timeout, Bill, if you want it.
That's a
conversation. Bill, you can call a timeout. You know they don't – they respect each other, but you know they don't have the best working relationship. If Brady thinks Bill's going to disagree with him on something, he just does it before Bill can tell him not to do it.
I know.
I know you're thinking of the new Brady.
who has understood his power. But still, man.
I'm not talking young Brady. I'm talking where everyone knows he's a Hall of Famer.
I am too. Belichick is a control freak. Like, you're not coming down to the end of the game and putting your finger up to Bill will call a timeout to let it go, to go off. Like, hey, man, no.
And that's
chill.
The power struggle that resides in New England. Andy's going to have to do something like that. He will have to call the timeout to grab the reins back from Patrick Mahomes.
So,
you win a title, the quarterback can do no wrong. You've told me that all Mahomes has to do is get to a Super Bowl, and he can do no wrong
for
in this
the city. Fan base. For
Understood.
The fan base. But he's not taking control of Andy's offense.
If he's given control by the fan base,
that doesn't mean Andy's giving him control.
If he's given control by the fan base, he then is given control by the organization, which makes Andy Reid obsolete. He makes Andy Reid second to Patrick Mahomes.
I just don't think Andy Reid will be obsolete as long as he's here as the head coach, because that means Andy's won a title too. All right, I understand how important, but it will be like Belichick and Brady. Most people don't think one way or another. Andy's offense, Pat's offense. And I think it's even bigger. This is Andy's offense versus Pat. It's Andy's offense.
Sean Payton
is tied to Drew Brees. Yes,
Andy will be tied to Patrick Mahomes. You are the slave to your quarterback. You go and do as he goes
Most
and does.
Most coaches are, but I think potential Hall of Fame coaches are not. And potential guys like Andy Reid. Like, I'm sorry, this is going to be Andy's team. Like, what Rodgers did and what Manning does, they operate as the damn head coach, basically. That's not going to be Patrick Mahomes as long as Andy's here.
Arrowhead Pride Radio. Back at it tonight. Each and every Tuesday night, 6 o'clock right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio. Jay Binkley will follow at 7 o'clock with much more Chiefs discussion. Bink at night tonight at 7.
I want you to come in here with me. Everyone listening out there at your desk or riding to work, wherever you are at home, playing with dogs, listening, I'm going to help you.
Playing with dogs?
The Chiefs, if they go ahead and make a move to get Patrick Peterson, even if they don't win a championship, Vern, even if they don't get to the Super Bowl, even if it doesn't work out, I won't be mad and you shouldn't be mad, because the fiber of this is going for it. All right. And this team showed that they can play with the best team in the AFC, or potentially a matchup of the other best team in the AFC, and they do need help. And if they were to, I don't care what they give up. If they give up a first-round pick, 2 twos, a first and a third, a first and a fourth, even if it don't work out, you should not be mad and you shouldn't be upset. Now, some may, but in my opinion, you shouldn't be mad and you shouldn't be upset because, hey, the Chiefs are going for it. Now, could you be upset about moves that led you to get to that?
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But if right now they say, you know what, we're going for it, I'll be damned if little Andy Veach and Andy Reid say, and Clark signs off and said, we're going for it. We're going to give and do what it takes to get Patrick Peterson here for the next 3 years to try to win a championship this year or the years after. And I don't care what it takes to give up. You should not be upset, even if it doesn't work out. My biggest example, Clark Hunt. Clark Hunt annoys me with a lot of things. But one thing I have never been upset with Clark Hunt about that some people have given him the business was when he hired Scott Pioli. Just because it didn't work out does not mean the wrong thing happened. Just because it didn't work out doesn't mean the wrong thing. Pioli didn't work out, but he was the number one candidate in football. Cert is passing some potential breaking news that the Chiefs are expected to maybe sign former Chief guard Jeff Allen.
I love how little you believe what Serta types up on the screen.
I just want to
throw
that caveat.
Did you hear how many caveats he put in
there? I tried to, man.
Maybe, could, probably, might.
Possibly.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just like, no faith in Serta.
I had no idea, first of all, that Jeff Allen was a free agent. He was a pretty big signing from the Chiefs to the Texans a couple of years ago. But apparently he's a free agent, and as long as he passes a physical, the Chiefs are reportedly expected to sign.
All needed to be mentioned was they may sign. But, honestly, like Scott Pioli, it didn't work out, but it was the right thing. He was the number one guy to hire. He was the star executive, winning executive years. Now, we all see now probably that it was Belichick. But just because it didn't work out doesn't mean it was the wrong thing, Vern. And right here, to me, going forward, just because at the end of the year, if the Chiefs don't get to a place that you want them to get to, hey, you shouldn't be upset just because it didn't work out. Like, I am more happy about the moves. It would be just like this to me. If Patrick Mahomes turned out to be, I don't know, a young quarterback. Who's a young quarterback in the league that's not really working out?
Derek Carr.
If he was Derek, that's not, there's somebody worse than that. Like, Derek Carr at least finished third in the MVP somewhere. If he turned out to be Jamarcus Russell, if Pat Mahomes turned out to be Jamarcus Russell,
you mean real bad.
Like, to me, I wouldn't be completely mad at the Chiefs because, hey, at least the idea made sense. The idea of getting a quarterback who you think could be a franchise quarterback that has all the tools makes sense. Hell, it just didn't work out. So, I think if you're going to get upset about it, I don't think you should, even if it doesn't work out. For me, go for it. Go the hell for it.
You'd have 3 years of control of Patrick Peterson. This year, 19 and 20, all very affordable for how great he is.
And that, and to me, like, some people get hung up. First round, like, what if first, I don't care. No, man, go for it. Look at the Bears. I love it. They gave up a lot of capital to get Khalil Mack. A lot of it. Go for it. Can't be mad. Can't be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.